From Tidbits on August 8th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbit staff. 1Password 3.7.2. AgileBits has released 1Password's 3.7.2, a minor update to its password and identity management app that continues the company's quest to provide a seamless experience to users of macOS 10 10.7 Lion. Since version 3.6.0, 1Password has been working on compatibility with the new Safari 5.1 and now sports an all-new Safari extension that has received several improvements with the latest release. In addition, AgileBits has added the capability to provide better diagnostic reports and improved error handling, with a particular focus on wireless synchronization. Numerous bug fixes and performance improvements round out the update. ExpandDrive 2.3. ExpandDrive has released version 2.3 of its eponymous utility for making remote FTP, SFTP, and Amazon S3 storage act like local disks. The only major new feature in this release is full support for macOS 10 10.7 Lion, but over the last couple of updates, the company has been busy improving the speed of browsing and editing files, tweaking its caching algorithms, and fixing numerous bugs related to areas of functionality that range from authentication to remote synchronization. Omni Outliner 3.1.2. New from the Omni Group is Omni Outliner 3.10.2, an update to the popular idea organization and outlining software. Although this specific release addresses a single issue, the company has been hard at work over the last few releases to ensure compatibility with macOS 10 10.7 Lion. As a result, Omni Outliner now fully supports the autosave, versions, resume, and full screen mode features of Apple's newest desktop operating system. The latest version is rounded out by the usual collection of bug fixes and performance improvements. EagleFiler 1.5.5. Cmd Software has released EagleFiler 1.5.5, an update to its document organization and archival software. The new release comes with oodles of bug fixes and small improvements, mostly centered around EagleFiler's capability to run properly alongside other apps and Lion. These include, among others, bug fixes related to mail, full screen functionality, the tags window, and memory usage. New features include a refetch web page script that can automatically download and manipulate web pages as they change, and the capability to specify a custom style sheet when exporting web documents to PDF. The company has also added a number of improvements to the app's documentation. Mac Scan 2.9. SecureMac has released Mac Scan 2.9, which updates its malware blocking utility for full compatibility with Lion. The latest release of Mac Scan, which also includes the most recent malware definition signatures, can now quit all running browsers when a scheduled scan is executed and automatically checks for new updates by default when it is first run. Dragon Dictate 2.5. Nuance has released Dragon Dictate 2.5. The latest version of the popular dictation software introduces a few new features, including a numbers mode, Facebook and Twitter commands, and compatibility with the company's Dragon Remote app, which lets iPhone users use their handsets as a remote microphone. In addition, Dragon Dictate is now compatible with Microsoft Word 2011, supports more auto-formatting options, and comes with several new voice training stories. The app can also put itself to sleep when it does not receive any input through the microphone for longer than 1 minute. QuickTime 7.7. Fear not, Leopard users. Apple is still watching out for you. QuickTime 7.7 for macOS 10.5 Leopard closes quite a number of security holes. As is common, there's no sense of how concerning these really are, but it's probably worth updating if you use QuickTime and Leopard. And if you're running Snow Leopard or Lion, move along. There's nothing to see here. Default Folder 4.4.3. St. Clair Software has released Default Folder 10 4.4.3, a minor update to its utility that provides quick access to files and folders within macOS 10's default save and open dialogs. The update addresses issues related with macOS 10 7.7 Lion, including a problem that was causing some recent Carbon-based applications, like BBEdit 10 and FileMaker Pro 11, to crash, along with bugs that prevented Default Folder 10 from appearing in apps running in full-screen mode. The company continues to work on some Lion-related problems. In particular, Default Folder 10 still doesn't work with some apps, like Preview, TextEdit, and Safari. In addition, an incompatibility with Lion's window handling currently prevents Default Folder 10 from running with its icon in the dock. Pathfinder 5.7.6. Cocotec has released Pathfinder 5.7.6. This minor update to the company's Finder-replacing file browser corrects several issues related to Lion, such as improving compatibility with non-HFS volumes and authorized file operations, removing the AirDrop item from Pathfinder's sidebar, and limiting duplicate entries in the permission pop-up menus. Devon Agent Pro 3.0. New from Devon Technologies is Devon Agent Pro 3.0, a major upgrade of the company's research support tool for extracting and managing results from many different search engines. Devon Agent Pro 3.0 comes with many significant improvements, starting with a revised engine that provides a more natural phrase-matching algorithm and adds summaries, digests, and ranking to search results. A new plugin assistant makes it easy to create search plugins, which can be edited and tested internally. Devon Agent now includes several built-in plugins and scanners for popular search destinations like Microsoft's Bing, the App Store, and the company's own DevonThink Pro Office, as well as the capability to deal with many document types, including PDF, PostScript, OpenOffice, RTF, and Microsoft Word. The new version also includes a number of performance and usability improvements that make Devon Agent faster, while providing a richer user experience that takes advantage of the latest technologies in macOS 10 Lion. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, Econ Technologies, and Intego. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.